This is VOA News by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Donald Trump conceded for the first time on Thursday that Joe Biden will be the next U.S. president, a day after his supporters, President Trump, stormed the U.S. Capitol as Congress was certifying Biden's victory. Trump, who as recently as Thursday morning continued to claim falsely that the election had been stolen from him, condemned Wednesday's violence, saying rioters had defiled the seat of American democracy, and said his focus would now turn to ensuring a smooth transition. Trump's remarks come after top Democrats called for his removal from office following Wednesday's assault. President Trump's Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao announced her resignation Thursday, the first cabinet secretary to resign because of the deadly invasion of the U.S. Capitol by a mob of Trump supporters. Late Thursday, Education Secretary Betsy DeVos became the second cabinet member to resign a day after the violence at the Capitol. She blamed Trump for inflaming tensions. Chao and DeVos joined a growing list of resignations from the Trump administration after hundreds of Trump supporters broke into the Capitol as legislators were in the process of certifying Electoral College votes in the November election, formalizing President-elect Joe Biden's win. The White House did not immediately comment on the resignations. And U.S. law enforcement authorities have opened criminal investigations into the attack on the U.S. Capitol by pro-Trump supporters. The acting attorney for the District of Columbia said 15 people have been charged in federal court, 40 others in local court. The federal charges include theft of government property and firearms violations. Via remote, this is VOA News.